Here is another Explorer tape. Recordings taken from the research file of the Monroe Institute of Applied Sciences. This is one of a series that has been released by the Institute upon the request of many. Many who believe that such information needs to be part of man's general knowledge. Our explorers, as we call them, are individuals who have learned to move into other states of consciousness, utilizing special Institute methods to do so, and without the use of drugs or electrical stimulation. Most important, each has learned to communicate and report vocally during such tests. It is the recording of such communications along with that of the monitor that you will hear. The explorer is lying down in total darkness in an isolation booth, wearing audio headphones, and various electrodes are attached to the body to signal physiological states to the instruments in the control room. A microphone picks up the voice for recording. In this case, our explorer is ROMC. She has reached a familiar state of awareness where her reporting may or may not be totally her own. Here it is.
The creation story. In the beginning, the Creator created, and there was creation. And how did it all take place? In the beginning, God sneezed, and the molecules of the breath of God became material universes. And God breathed a deep sigh, and when God breathed in, the material universes, the breath of God, the breath of the creation, dissolved back into its original source. The end. What does this mean? This means that there is the Creator, there is the created, there is the creation. The Creator is the created and the creation. All is one, and one is all. There is no beginning, and there is no end. The created can only perceive the beginning and the end until the created becomes the creator and realizes the nature of its very essence. And the created, knowing that it is the creator and the created, knows that there is no beginning and is no end. There is only is. The very breath of God, the original energy, is and always will be. Would like to continue this lesson. We would like for you to take in your hand a piece of white paper. We will wait until you have this in your hand. Please tell us when you are ready.
I have it in my hand.
Thank you. Could you describe to us what you have in your hand?
I have what we call a rectangle, and I am holding it with my left hand at the narrow side of the rectangle with the longwise facing upward. I see a white piece of paper with a very faint pattern in it.
And now turn the paper over and describe the other side.
This particular piece of paper had words inadvertently written on the other side. So I will change to another piece of paper that has simple rules on each side. And as I turn that piece of paper...
That is fine to keep the piece of paper that you have.
With the words, yes, all right.
That is fine. You have described the paper.
Yes.
Now, we ask, from whence did the paper come?
The paper is a piece of our material technology that originally came from a type of tree. And the wood from the tree was ground up and compressed and rolled and formed this piece of paper, this thin piece of paper. Chemicals made it white.
Who created the tree?
The tree was formed by growing from a seedling in a nutritious environment of earth, soil, earth, air, and atmosphere, from which it drew nutrients, from which it was able to grow into a tree. And it came and it began with a tiny seedling.
And what created the seedling?
The seedling came and fell from another tree, like the tree that created this. and so on in sequence, and backwards in what we call time, each one dropping a seedling, which in turn grew to a tree, and dropped another seedling, which in turn grew to a tree, back through possibly many thousands of what we call years.
And the lines drawn, the forms upon the paper, who created this?
The lines on the paper of
work. On the second side on the that second, were drawn.
On the second side, the lines of words were created by a machine, which in turn placed the words on the paper, and the machine was operated by some human fingers, which in turn were operated by a human mind. And the words came from that human mind.
And what created the human and the human mind?
This is where we begin to ask the question, what did create the human mind? Who operates the human mind? What is beyond the human mind that operates the human mind?
Okay, friend. You will admit that you are created. Is that not so?
This I very much concur with.
Now I would like for you to divide the paper.
However I so desire to divide it, is that it?
Divide it into...
By cutting it.
However you decide to divide it, but divide it into two forms.
Two forms, all right. It is now in two forms, in two pieces.
Hold one in one hand and one in the other.
Yes, I have this in one hand and one in the other.
And what have you done?
I have divided the paper into two pieces, and it is now separate and apart. Physically, that is.
And would you say that you have created two pieces of paper?
No, I would not say that I have created two pieces of paper. They may well be two separate pieces, but they are, to me, still two parts of a single piece of paper.
Yes, dear friend, it is one and the same. All is one, and one is all. The original is the creator. The creation is the original, which comes from the creator. Therefore, you are created. But at the same time, you are the creator. It is one and the same. All is one, and one is all in the universe. Do you understand, in essence, this concept?
Philosophically, yes, I can perceive the cyclic or wave form of it.
Now, dear friend, take one sheet of paper and put it behind you, out of your view.
Yes, I have done so.
Now describe what you see. In relation to the paper.
I see, or perceive the paper is behind me, where I have put it behind me.
You have one that you can see.
That is, yes, that is correct.
Now feel the paper.
Yes.
Describe how it feels.
It has a smoothness, a thinness, and yet there is a texture to it, meaning that it is not absolutely smooth, because when I run my touch of fingers across it, I can feel that it is not perfectly smooth. It is flexible. I can bend it.
Now smell the paper and describe what you smell.
I have done so, and it has a smell that we associate with paper, a slightly chemical smell, a slightly wood smell.
Now listen to the paper, and what can you hear?
I hear what we call a, as I bend it, I hear what we call a crackling, which is a change of stresses within the paper as it is bent. If I do not bend it and hold it straight, I seem to hear nothing.
Make it so that you can hear.
By bending it?
However you so choose to hear the paper.
By making it into a cylinder and moving one edge of the overlap of the cylinder against the other, I get what is a hollow sound that is somewhat peculiar to paper, which is much like this sound.
And so, friend, with your five senses, you experience this creation. Is that not so?
Yes.
And now, we ask, how do you perceive the paper that is out of your sight?
I perceive it lying on the floor behind me, flat, inert, without motion, without sound. But as I perceive it, it is the same shape and the same whiteness.
You perceive this with the five senses?
I perceive this within my mind. As I direct my mind to perceive it, it creates the picture of this paper lying on the floor behind me, out of my physical vision.
And you know that the paper is there?
That is correct.
You know, but you cannot perceive with the five senses.
Yes.
Therefore, through the mind, there is that knowing level. Is that not so?
Yes, that is true.
Now, dear friend, you experience the creation through the five senses. You experience the creation through the mind and dimensions of the mind and that level within the mind, that knowing level. Is that not so?
Yes.
And now, dear friend, from whence was the Monroe Institute created? Where did it originate?
This is the only place that it that I know of that it originated is from the same source of my own mind.
Yes, then, you are the creator. Is that not so?
I am not sure that I am the total creator in this respect.
Of the original concept.
Even the original concept, I do not feel positive or know that such creation was my own entire concept, that it did not originate beyond me.
It was perceived in the mind. Is that not so?
That is true.
And therefore, that was stage one of the creation. Even though, as you say, there are many dimensions in the process of the creation.
Yes.
And therefore, now that which can be seen, felt, touched, smelled and experienced is in a second stage, a physical stage within your universe outside of the self. Is that not so?
Yes, that is so.
Therefore, there is the creation from the mind. And there is the created. You are the original creator in the mind, and you created the Institute. Therefore, again, there is the creator and the created. Is that not so?
Yes, that is true.
Now let's take it a step further. You were created. How do you know that you are created?
If I follow the method by which we are trained, I exist, I am here. I am here physically, I think, I act, I perform, ergo I exist, I am. I either created myself or I was created.
You know that you are.
That is correct. I am.
you then are the created, the second stage of the creation. You came from an original source. Is that not so?
If I use the consciousness of this time-space, I must presume that the consciousness of the average human does not know this. He may believe this, but he does not know it.
What will happen to your creation, that which is your physical being?
It will eventually have served a period of activity and eventually will decay and return to its original elements.
Do all beings know this?
I presume that all totally or conscious beings know that this does take place, whether an animal or a plant knows this. I do not know for sure.
What happens to everything in the physical dimension?
Everything in the physical dimension, again, by the standards of our culture, resumes and goes back to its origin. It eventually returns to the chemicals, to the minerals from which it originated.
Therefore, all is one, and one is all. Is that not so?
In that respect, it is indeed so.
All is the creation. All is the creator. All is the created. Is that not so?
In terms of physical matter, the cycle has been well observed, that which is created eventually returns to the source or state from which it was created.
And what is the beginning and what is the end?
The beginning is where some pattern is set, and that pattern assembles various minerals, elements, and organizes them into some form or structure. That structure grows, expands, and in physical life, animisms reproduces and then of itself returns to its source.
And that is the end?
That is the end of that particular mechanism in terms of a structure. Sorry to interrupt, but we are near the end of this side of the cassette. So turn it over, and we will continue on the other side.
What would the beginning and end be in Earth terms?
Germination, gestation, birth, growth, maturity, decline, and death.
And this is how the mind of man perceives of the beginning and perceives of the end. Is that not so?
This is as man generally perceives it, yes.
Therefore, what is beginning and end?
conception and death in his terms.
And it is the perception of the mind of man. Is that not so?
This is the perception, yes. This is how the mind of man perceives it.
Therefore, beginning and end is in the second dimension, not of the original form. It is a perception by man, and therefore a creation. The beginning and the end is a creation of the mind of man. Is that not so?
This, yes, is true, based upon his observation of the natural events that take place in time-space in the earth plane as he sees them and perceives them with his five senses.
Therefore, there is a beginning and end in the perception in man's mind. Is that not so?
That is so, yes.
Therefore, there is no beginning and no end. Is that not so?
In terms of man's perception, he sees a beginning and end, but in the mind itself, we have another question.
In the beginning, God sneezed, and the breath of God became the material universe. In the end, God breathed a sigh, and when God breathed in, that which was returned to its source, and that which was is, and that which was is one and all in the same. The original is the beginning and the end, as it is experienced in the five senses. The original is the creation as man knows it through his mind and through his experience. The beginning and the end is one and the same as the original. There is only one force in the universe. There is only one energy in the universe. And when this energy is divided, just as the paper that you have before you was divided, it is then still the same, one and the same base, the same origin. It is one and it is two. It is one paper in form, and it is divided, and it is one in substance, but it is one in its essence. There is in the universe one basis, the creator, the created, the creation. One is all, and all is one. The earth is. It is a form. It was created. And it is and always will be, even though it will not always be perceived in the physical level. The physical level of the earth is perceived by the human senses, by the human mind. The physical level will transform. It will transform into another level. It is now perceived to be physical. The physical universe was created, but it is and always will be. It will change its form from the physical and go into another dimension, but it is and always will be one and the same in its very essence. This is the basis of creation. One is all, and all is one. Is this understandable to the human mind?
By inference, then, if all is one and one is all, then I therefore am both creator and created.
That is so.
If this is so, then I therefore am a part of the creator of all there is, if all is one and one is all.
That is so.
And if this be so, therefore I, as a creator, may, upon my own discretion or desire, create however I so desire. Is this true?
You have the abilities to create as you are the creator. The choice is there.
Then, if I am the creator, how then, if I am such, how did I create myself originally?
That is the very essence of this lesson. One is all and all is one. You were created and you became a creator and you in turn create. And then in turn there is another creation. There are many levels of creation. You did not create yourself. You were created to become a creator. One is all and all is one in the universe. And the energies are one and the same. You did not have to create yourself. You were created in the image of the original creator, and you become a creator, you become created, you become the creation, and you go back into the original creator. There is an unbroken circle. One is all and all is one. It is not a process whereby you create yourself. You become created, but with the same creative processes that are in the very essence of the creation and the created, you become the creator. Is this then understood?
I follow it with one form of my consciousness and say, therefore, that if I am and was created by the original creator, then who was the original creator?
There is only one energy in the universe. One is all and all is one. It is an energy not understandable to the mind of man. Man creates a creator in human form. Man creates his creator in his image. We create our creator, but we are created by a creator. Therefore, the creator is not the creation of our image, because our image of the creator limits the creator. We limit ourselves, and therefore we also limit our concepts of the creator. there are no limitations on the Creator. The limitations of the universe are only those that we put up on it. We create the Creator in our mind, and it is not possible to create the Creator. We limit the Creator, and there are no limitations on the original source. Do you understand this concept?
Yes, I can perceive this. Yes, I can perceive that there cannot be such limitations that a created can place upon any creator, and the impossibility of the created to properly conceptualize his creator. Is there any way that he can increase his ability to perceive the creator, the created? Can he any way increase his perception of that creator?
When the creator, you, the creator, understand the limitlessness of your nature, you understand the limitlessness of creation. All the limits that the creator in the physical level has are the limits that are put up on themselves. The limits are put there through the physical nature of the five senses and the mind. And when you, the created, and the creator understand the limitlessness of your nature, the nature, the level that goes beyond that which you can smell, feel, touch, hear, and see, that level whereby you know that the paper is behind you, first that you put that paper behind you. You know that it is behind you, even though you cannot see that paper. It is a knowing level. And when the human goes beyond the levels, the limitations of the mind, the limitations of the five senses, and lives in the knowing level, the levels of its inner dimensions, it is then that the human creator begins to perceive the universe in a different way, in the timeless level. When you perceive in the time level, you perceive that there is a beginning and you perceive that there is an end. But when you live in that knowing level of your nature, you perceive in a different form. You perceive in levels where you know, and you experience in different levels of knowing. Knowing that you are, that you always were, and that you always will be, and therefore you are one and the same. One is all, and all is one. And this is the essence of the creation story as we are teaching it to you. However, we do not have to teach. All beings know. It is within their very natures to know. It is only perceiving in a different way, opening up and opening up beyond the five senses, and the mind opening up into levels beyond whence the human perceives in the physical realm, but perceives beyond the physical levels. Is this understandable, friend?
Yes, my friend, it is understandable, and of course you are aware this is the very process that we at the Institute here are attempting to do. And how can we approve this process?
You, dear friend, are the creator. And as your creative processes continue to function in their fullest, there is continual movement in the processes of your own creative universe. There is a movement in energies. When energies are blocked in your creative universe, then the flow is not as it should be. And, of course, you are aware when that happens. When your own creative universe is creating at its highest level, you perceive and you receive continual inspiration as to what and how and where the creative process will go in your institute. And as you open up into your higher knowing level, you will listen not only to your own attunement, but to that of the knowing levels of others. You are doing as you should be doing, following your own creative process, and you must continue to follow this creative process. As you ask for improvement, how can we improve? Listen to that inner attunement, that inner level of creativity which continually flows and is on in a continual movement. There is only energy in the universe, and as the energy is operating and functioning at its highest level and density, there will always be profound creativity taking place within your mind and within your soul. Creativity is the very essence of the human being, the human creator. You are the creator. The great excitement of being a creator is that there is creativity taking place. There is nothing that is stagnant within your universe if you will not allow it to be stagnant. Each soul must see and experience life as a creative process, as an excitement of continual understanding and knowing and growing and creating. And it is important that each individual, each universe, each creator, each who is the creator and the creative goes with their own flow. Each being is a universe in itself, a creator, a creative, created and a creative being. And it is very important for each individual universe to follow the very essence of its own flow. This is very important in the whole creative process within the universe, that each soul gets in touch with the very base of its own creativity. You do not follow the creative level of another being. Your creativity comes from the very essence of your own being. You can receive inspiration. You can receive knowledge from others, from creativity that you see taking place around you. But you must experience your own nature, your own creative nature of being and growing and becoming. Being and becoming is the very essence of the nature of man. To be that which you really are. You are the created and you are the creator, one and the same in the timeless universe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Our question, our problem is how to convey this to others so that they can understand it. And this is our greatest problem.
It is not a problem because you are working on the solution. As you bring others into the inner depth of their being, which is very important in the process which you have helped to create, you help others to go within their inner universe to get in touch with their own creative levels. Therefore, it is not a problem in that you are bringing a solution to many and helping others to open up into their own level. Therefore, know that your creativity is helping the creativity of others just by helping others to go within in different forms to get in touch with levels of their own being.
We will keep trying, then, is the best statement I can make at this moment. And I thank you for reinforcing the base from which we try to be.
We thank you, friend.
The one final question is how far we can take this creativity. Can we use this creativity in this final question to manipulate matter as we know it?
There are no limitations in the universe. The creativity level is also a timeless level. If you ask this question of your own being, you will receive an answer.
Very good. So we then have the answer to how creation began. It began with a sneeze and ends with a sigh. Is that correct?
This is a concept in human terms, an illustration that the human mind can perceive, and we can put it in a humorous concept because the humor of the human nature is also very important.
Yes, I appreciate that very much and very deeply, and humor has its own value.
We could also say that God laughed and the universe was created, and he breathed in and all that was created came back to its original source. It is one and the same.
Yes. The end.
Thank you, friend.
Thank you, my friend. It's very, very warm and human, as we put it.
And we shall step aside and appreciate the chance to speak with you. We are all teachers and we are all learners. We are one and the same. We teach and we learn. You teach and you learn. We teach and we learn. One is all and all is one in the universe. Thank you, friend.
Thank you, and I will certainly share this with many people, many humans. Well, there you have it, one way to begin an understanding of creation and the creative process. Perhaps you can try it on for yourself now. We offer this without particular comment, but do hope you have a few comments of your own. If you do, we'd like to hear from you. Until then, this is Robert Monroe saying, there never seems to be one answer to anything, and that may be good. How else would we have a choice? See you around, I hope.